just so sick of the cold. And one of the things I'm looking forward to doing is getting my toenails painted. And I'm thinking, gosh, I may even wait till our listener trip in May at this point. It's just, you know, everything's just so ratty and sad. And I came across a stat here today. What percentage of women think that getting a manicure, not even a pedicure, not even your piggies, but what percentage of women think that getting a manicure is a necessity? What do you think? I was just talking about this.
I would say also 60%.
Wow, 60%. That's high.
I do my own.
I would say 25%.
Because I'm cheap.
25, eh?
25%. Who said higher? Gord, you said high? You said 60%.
I'll go in the 70s. I'll go 75.
25%, wow, Ian says. Steve?
I'm gonna say about a third. I'm going to say so 33%. About 33%.
We're going in percent, Steve.
Third, 33%. Gord, I can do that, Matt.
33.3.
Yeah. Thank you.
One, Bob.
We'll do one.
$1.
Did you have an answer, Mike?
Yes, I said.
25.
Did I?
He said 60.
No, he said 60.
I did.
Ian
60. 60, 25, 33. And the answer is 94%.
Whoa.
94%.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
Who knows women?
Wow.
Not
60%.
One of them.
Necessity, though.
Yeah. A necessity. A whopping 94% of women consider getting a manicure to be a necessity, according to the new nail art website, Bundle Monster. Oh, that was my nickname. In fact, more than half get their nails done up to 3 times a month. Stop it.
What?
3 times a month? These were done 2 weeks ago. By the way, can I just give a plug for a product, Sally Hansen, this new gel stuff that you don't have to use a light for? It really does work. And I'm not getting it for free. I don't care. This stuff does work. So there.
When you say you don't need a light, you do it in the dark?
That's a good question. I forgot who I'm talking to. You're right. No UV light, no LED light.
What the hell are you talking about?
You see? You just don't know.
Laser Zeppelin.
Laser. Wow. I wonder what the numbers are like for pedicure, though.
I don't know. Because this doesn't mention pedicures.
I bet it's high, too.
I think the pedicure is becoming more important.
But at this time of year, you don't dare. You'd have to put socks on, and that smooshes them, or boots, and that wrecks them. So unless you are walking to your car wearing flip-flops,
come on, guys. A necessity? Like, it's not food, oxygen, manicure. Like, you don't need your nails done.
I think in the business world... Like you always say that women always look at a guy's shoes, right? Mm-hmm. To judge how stature they are. Wouldn't the equivalent be like nails?
You know what? It's so funny. I was talking at the hair salon with Paul about this yesterday, and it's just, if you don't have your nails done, you just don't. But if your nails are all chipped and gnarly looking like you've just been feeding a ferret, then that maybe looks like you don't have any time to yourself. That's a sign to me that you need a little time for yourself.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what it's all about, right? The necessity part means it's not that expensive. It's a little something to make me feel better. Right?
Thank you,
Ian. Isn't that what it is?
Thank you for being in touch with us.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Nice going, Ian.
Steve, you're sensitive.
Isn't that nice? How dainty of you.
Yes. I love that. Thank you.
Good. I recognize that. I mean, how much is a manicure? Like, it's like $4 or $5, right?
Yes, I heard.
$4 or $5. Yes, Ian, if that's what Anita says it is, that's what it is.
What are we talking about here?
Right, yes.
Okay.
Buck a nail.
All right.
Wow.